But now the tale returns to Húrin and Húor in the days of their youth. It is said that for a while the sons of Galdor dwelt in Brethil as foster sons of Haldir their uncle, after the custom of northern men in those days. They often went to battle with the men of Brethil against the orcs, who now harried the northern borders of their land, for Húrin, though only 17 years of age, was strong, and Húor the younger was already as tall as most full-grown men of that people. On a time, Húrin and Húor went with a company of scouts, but they were ambushed by the orcs and scattered, and the brothers were pursued to the ford of Brithiach. There they would have been taken or slain, but for the power of Ulmo that was still strong in the waters of Sirion. And it is said that a mist arose from the river and hid them from their enemies, and they escaped over the Brithiach into Dimbar. There they wandered in great hardship, among the hills beneath the sheer walls of the Krisaigrim, until they were bewildered in the deceits of that land, and knew not the way to go on, or to return. There Thorondor espied them, and he sent two of his eagles to their aid. And the eagles bore them up and brought them beyond the encircling mountains, to the secret vale of Tumladen, and the hidden city of Gondolin, which no man had yet seen. There Turgon the king received them well when he learned of their kin, for Hador was an elf friend, and Ulmo, moreover, had counselled Turgon to deal kindly with the sons of that house, from whom help should come to him at need. Húrin and Húor dwelt as guests in the king's house for well nigh a year, and it is said that in this time Húrin, whose mind was swift and eager, gained much lore of the elves, and learned also something of the counsels and purposes of the king. For Turgon took great liking for the sons of Galdor, and spoke much with them, and he wished indeed to keep them in Gondolin out of love, and not only for his lore, that no stranger, be he elf or man, who found the way to the secret kingdom, or looked upon the city, should ever depart again, until the king should open the leaguer, and the hidden people should come forth.